Chapter 7. Goodbye, Chicago. Before Victoria went to St. Louis to meet Robert, she had never been out of the state of Illinois, and now she was going to Texas. Somewhere she had read, the word itself means friend in the language of its indigenous people. Minna and Ada were genuinely happy for her and gave Victoria a going-away party. Most of the women in their line of work did not end up with stories that had fairy tale endings. Many of the girls who worked on the levee died in their 30s from a drug overdose or taking a fatal swim in the Chicago River or Lake Michigan. When their youth was gone, so was their value. The Everlake Club, on the other hand, had a high rate of marriages. Minna liked to share her philosophy.
Gentlemen appreciate a woman who can be a lady in the parlor and a seductress in the bedroom.
Ada had a different perspective.
They are going to pay for it either way.
Of all the people and friends Victoria had come to know, Mosella was the most difficult to say goodbye to.
I sure am gonna miss you, Miss Victoria. You are smart and ever so kind. I know you'll be happy with that handsome man. I seen the way he looks at you. The way you look at each other. I did not believe in love at first sight, Miss Victoria. No, it's much deeper than that. You and Mr. McKnight were lovers before in other lifetimes. People don't meet their soulmates, Victoria. They just remember each other. That is what love at first sight truly is. The Bible says, the eyes are the mirror to the soul. From that first moment you looked into each other's eyes, and your souls reconnected, he became a part of you once again. Soulmates are forever part of your heart and spiritual existence. I love you, Miss Victoria. You call me if you ever need a friend.
Victoria handed Mosella a box. Inside was a perfectly round, shiny, iridescent pink concho pearl on a golden chain. I want you to have this, Mosella. In fact, we both want you to have it. Now turn around so I can put it on you. Mosella laughed with delight as she pivoted. There now, it looks beautiful on you. Do not forget me, Mosella. I surely will never forget you.
Thank you, Miss Victoria. It's so pretty. My goodness, a real concho pearl from Texas? Give Mr. Robert a big old kiss from Mosella.
With tearful eyes, the two women embraced each other. I have never been so happy, Mosella. Minna and Ada had called their coachman to take Victoria to the train station.
Your carriage is here, Cinderella.
Ada gave Victoria a big hug.
Be good, honey. You were one of our best.
As Minna hugged her, Victoria's eyes swelled up again with tears. Thank you for everything, Minna.
Yes, Victoria, we are going to miss you.
Victoria Pearl McDougal had walked into the Everlake Club a young librarian and was walking out a wealthy woman. As she walked down the hallway for the last time, she looked to her left and saw her reflection in the big mirror, just as she had on that first day she had met Minna and Ada for tea. This time she saw a happy, wealthy, worldly woman excited about beginning her new life. Minna, Ada, and Mosella stood outside the Everlake Club and waved until Victoria's carriage disappeared. Mosella's eyes were full of tears.
I'm gonna miss that one, Miss Minna. We've been friends from the start. Miss Victoria has been in love with Mr. McKnight for a long time now.
Indeed, Mosella. We really do love our butterflies. After all, where would we be without them?
I have to agree with you, Mosella. Victoria was one of our best. I must say, I am quite happy for her. So nice to see our butterflies find a home.